That was pre the Tommy Morrison fight, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So Tommy Morrison was one of the few guys that beat him. He figured out how to look. But look, George did not look bad there.
Yeah, he was slim.
And this is back when Jerry Cooney was still fucking dangerous.
See, you see that
crazy left
hook. You see that that catch move. He was starting to get down.
And this in this fight, George is looking pretty slim too. You know, not looking real overweight, but just very skillful. And the power, the George Foreman power, is just something to behold.
See, like that little left hook
stung
Cooney.
Oh yeah,
right at the ear. He knew where to throw it.
Such an interesting style of defense, that style that he uses. It's really interesting because, like, you don't see a lot of guys target his body, you know? I mean, it wasn't, like, a thing that ever got him in trouble. There was not, like, some guy. Like, a guy like Cooney had a really good left hook, but he wasn't really known for a left hook to the liver. His left hook was mostly up top. He was always a headhunter, especially after the Ken Norton fight. That was, like, the big fight to put him on the map, right?
You know, the one thing that I asked George once, why he never got attacked to the body more. I know his son, one of the Georges, really well.